walk down memory lane with our very own Jewish encyclopedia. It's Talk of the Town with Isaac Resnick, only on your station, 101.9 Chai FM.
Welcome, good morning. Another beautiful day in Johannesburg. But please God, we hope to have some rain this afternoon. The weather's been absolutely perfect. Now, we start off as usual with those, unfortunately, who passed away. And you know, last week there were 4 days in succession where there were no funerals at the cemetery. So there was Leon Davis, Florette Renee Jankelo, Rosemary Phillips, Cecil Margolius, and Basil Green. So I want to wish the respective families a Chaim Tovim Arukim, a long and a good life, and may they have no further sorrow. Now, also today, we have the following yahrzeits. There is the yahrzeit of Reb Avrom Yeshayahu Karelets, known as the Chazon Ish, from 1878 to 1953. And on the 16th of Cheshvan, Reb Eliezer Menachem Shach, 1898 to 2001, the Rosh Yeshiva of Ponneves, and on the 18th of Cheshvan, Reb Nochen Parovitz, 1922 to 1986, Rosh Yeshiva in Mir Yerushalayim, the son-in-law of Reb Chaim Shmulelevitz. So those are the yahrzeits today, this week, of these famous Gedolim. Now, I am expecting my guest, he should be here shortly. I hope he hasn't forgotten, because I did remind him. And just to tell you that it's going to be, I hope, Oshi Tuchanaft when he arrives. He's taking a wonderful tour to Australia called In the Spirit of Celebration, 60 Voices, Africa to Israel and Beyond. It's conceived and created by Oshi with the celebration singers. And there's the musical director is Brian Schimmel. I'm sure many of you know him from the Waverley Shul. He's the conductor there. And they're introducing a group called Black Yogurt. Now, the tour starts next week, because I know Oshie said he's leaving on Sunday night. And they're going to be in Perth on the 14th of November at the Churchlands Auditorium in Melbourne, on the 16th of November at the Caulfield Synagogue, and then they go on to Sydney on the 19th and the 20th at the Moriah College. So that promises to be a wonderful, wonderful tour. I met someone at the Hyper yesterday, and she asked me if there's going to be the concert in Johannesburg. I said, I'm not sure. I have to confirm with Oshi. So if he does come in a little later on, I'm sure he'll be able to tell us that he's going to have this tour, in this concert, I hope, in South Africa as well. Now, also, there's a no, I'm not going to read that SMS that just came through, reason why there wasn't any funerals at West Park Cemetery. Now, just to remind you as well that on Friday morning we have the Reflections of the Past. And last week we had a wonderful show. We had two special guests in the studio who were speaking Ladino, because I was referring to certain, my collection of Sidurim. And as I said, I had a Sidur in Hebrew, Ladino. I gave Jonathan Mach, I lent him two other wonderful books. One is an Afrikaans Hebrew Siddur by the late Rabbi Rom, I'm sure many of you remember, from Bloemfontein, and then also the Haggadah, translated by the late Roman Eggert. And yes, my guest is arriving, he's coming, and I'm going to bring him into the studio in a few moments. Oshi's on his way in, I see him walking down. I'll call him in a few seconds. Just to remind you that also on Sunday we have the Art of the Cantor, and that's going to be a very special program. I've got some young Chazonim singing, and we're going to play some wonderful music. This week we played the famous Chazonim of the past. Yes, Oshi has just walked into the studio. I'll introduce him in a few moments. Take a seat, Oshi. It's a pleasure having you. And good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks, Isaac.
Pleasure. I just announced your forthcoming concert. I brought your CD in. And Oshi, I met yesterday, I'm sure you remember Valerie Margolis.
Yes.
Yes. Valerie says her son is in Perth. He was here, came to see his father, is not well, Louis. And he's already bought tickets for the show in Perth.
Oh, great. Right.
And she asked me the following question. Is there going to be the concert in South Africa?
Well, we're planning at the moment. It's early stages. We're hoping to be able to stage it next year, early right. next year in South Africa.
In South Africa,
because
yeah.
It would be a great shame if it isn't.
Yeah, because really it looks outstanding. And well, you've got this Voices and the Black Yogurt Group and Brian Schimmel. And, of course, I want you to now tell us what made you, how did you conceive this idea of this show? How did it come about?
Well, we performed Celebration in Australia after we had performed Celebration in every major city throughout the United States, in Britain, in Canada. And about 7 or 8 years ago, we took it to Australia. And it was a great hit then. And since that time, about 2 or 3 years after that, Australia spoke to me and said, can we not put on another show? And each time I was deferring it, postponing it, and finally came up with this concept of Voices, a different kind of show. It's Africa to Israel in Song, which is a combination of African numbers, English numbers, and Hebrew numbers. And then I met this group called Black Yogurt and performed with them. I was very inspired by their whole performance. And I said this would be fantastic to combine them together with our group and take the show to Australia. And then it was born.
Right. You said now 60 voices. How does that come to 60 now?
No, it's not 60. There's the group is made up of 8 musicians. Music director is Brian Schimmel. Joel Secker is the conductor of the Celebration Singers. They're a group of 14 singers.
In South Africa?
Yes, in South Africa. They're drawn from different synagogue choirs, but very top voices. And Joel has molded them into this group, this ensemble. And then besides myself, there's the 3 singers of Black Yogurt.
Right.
So there's, you know, the cast is 25 people.
Oh, right. Yeah. And tell me, when you go to Australia, I see you're going to Perth and, of course, Melbourne. And in Melbourne, you're going to have it at the shul. Are you going to, have you been asked to daven there at all in the Shabbos? In Sydney?
Well, that's in Sydney, because Melbourne, we're actually performing the show in the shul. And they built a special stage in the shul, because, you know, the show with the light and sound. But they've decided they wanted to host this in the Caulfield Shul, but they've built a special stage for the show. So we're doing Perth, concert in Perth, Melbourne, and then we've got another 2 shows in Sydney. And we're doing the Shabbat, the Friday night service we're doing at the Central Synagogue in Sydney.
That's Chazan Farkas.
Yes.
Shimon Farkas.
Shimon Farkas.
We're sending my best wishes. I know very well.
I will do. And in fact, Dov Farkas, his son,
is in Caulfield.
He's in Caulfield. He's going to appear with us at the show in Melbourne. He's going to be a guest artist there as well.
And in Melbourne, you also got Chazan Philip Heilbron.
Yes.
Originally also from Johannesburg.
We hope they'll all come to the show.
And do you know Chazan Yecheskel Braun? He's got his twin sons there.
Yes.
But I think now they're studying in Yeshiva as well. Right. I'm in daily contact with them, you know. With my art of the Cantor program, they're always sending me music and exchange emails with him regularly.
Fantastic.
Right. We're going to take a break and then we'll come back, but then I'm going to play another cut from Oshi's CD called Reflections, and I'll ask Oshi which one he wants us to play. And I want to mention, Oshi, you were singing in Italian, and it reminded me, are you going to see Bob Borowski there, I'm sure?
Yes.
Because Bob, by the way, I don't know if you know, Bob lived in Italy for 2 years, and he studied Italian, and he was a wonderful opera singer.
Correct.
Remember, he even sang with Mimi Kutsa.
He also sang with Richard Tucker. I saw him here with Richard Tucker in La Traviata.
Yeah, and also he was had that wonderful duet with Doris Brash. You remember?
Correct.
Very similar to those other very famous two. There was Webster Booth and Ann Ziegler. And there was a very, in the early days, I don't know if you remember, there
Jeanette was McDonald
and Nelson Eddy.
Nelson Eddy, absolutely.
So we're taking a break. We're back in a few moments.
He's called the Walking Human Encyclopedia, but here at Chai FM, you know him as Isaac Resnick. For a nostalgic walk down memory lane, catch Isaac Resnick Friday mornings at 9 a.m. And for the lowdown in the community, be sure to stay tuned for Talk of the Town, Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. What's going on in the community? Let's find out with Isaac Resnick.
Now, if you just tuned in, I've got my very, very special guest in the studio, Oshie Tukhanov. We go back 40, 50, 60 years ago to the early days of the Cyril Dean Shul, but we'll talk about that later. And Oshie's released a new CD called Reflections, and I've asked him to choose one to play, and he's going to give us a background before we play it.
Thanks, Isaac. Yes, this song is called Dance Me to the End of Love. It's a Leonard Cohen composition. And it has a special significance. I performed this number with my niece, Yael. Leonard Cohen very rarely gave interpretations of his music. He was a poet, of course, composer and a poet. But this one song, he was once asked, what does it all mean? And he just gave away one or two lines. He said, dance me to the end of love. If you listen to the first line, it speaks about the Holocaust, when the people were taken to Auschwitz and the other camps. As they arrived there in some of the camps, they had music playing. And it's the burning violin. And through destruction and death, you can still see the music and the soul that continues.
So we're going to play that now. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
You're listening to Talk of the Town with Isaac Resnick on 101.9 Chai FM.
Welcome back. We've just tuned in. Now I have in my studio with me my very good friend Oshie Tukhanov, and we just played a cut from his CD called Reflections, and we're talking all about his forthcoming tour to Australia. Now you said they're going to build a special platform in the shul. It's amazing.
Yes, in Melbourne, that's Melbourne. The concerts in the shul. In the other, in Perth and in Sydney, it's in theatres. But let me just tell you a little bit about the arrangements, because the various compositions that we're performing, each one has been specially arranged. Modern rhythms with African flavor. Jeannie Zeidel-Rudolph, who's also our musical advisor, she was a past music director on our shows. She's been very involved in preparation of some of the music. Then, of course, Brian Schimmel, who's our music director, and he has done many of the arrangements, and he has put the whole show together. There's also Dan Selsick, who's the arranger on my album. He's done some of the arrangements, and Dean Salant. So four top arrangers commissioned to prepare special, unique arrangements. So even one or two of the traditional numbers that we are doing, people will hardly recognize. It's got modern electric rhythms.
There was an example in that.
Well, for example, we're doing an Adon Olam, but that Adon Olam is completely rearranged. It's got like African feel. It's got a modern, modern rhythmic feel. So we're merging the African and Hebrew. That's part of this whole thing. That's why it's Africa to Israel.
That sounds very exciting. Yeah.
And then you've got Black Yogurt, and they're a modern group that sings. They do a lot of Justin Timberlake numbers, Bruno Mars. They're combining all of that in part of our show.
And when you say you're bringing the African together with the Hebrew, you know when you watch the Africans singing, they have such rhythm. It's unbelievable. It's like it's inborn in them. It's just part of their
100%. When Black Yogurt performed, their choreographer, and he's the director of our show, Owen Lonzo, he's the guy that put them together. And he's coming with us. He's the director of the show, our choreographer. And, the show just has completely different dimension to the normal, say, Jewish show that one would see.
You know what? I'm really looking. Well, I know you tell me tomorrow I'll have a preview, please God, all being well. And tell me, so you're leaving on Sunday evening. And then the concert will be
yes,
on...
Yes, we leave on Sunday. It's quite a hectic tour because we leave on Sunday. We arrive in Perth Monday, and of course you're going 5 or 6 hours ahead.
Ahead, correct.
Our first show in Perth is on Tuesday, but, you know, on Tuesday we've got to do the whole setup, and then the show is on Tuesday night. Wednesday morning, early morning, I think there's a flight at 7 a.m. We fly to Melbourne. We've got a big hosted event that night in Melbourne for the whole group. Thursday night is the show in Melbourne. But, you know, each day you've got to set up and everything.
Correct, you've got to prepare.
Friday we fly to Sydney. Friday night we do the Friday night big Shabbat service there. Saturday we do a service. Sunday we do another show in Sydney. Monday we do another show in Sydney.
Very, very hectic. But, you know, just as an aside, if anyone wants to ask Oshi a question or put any thing forward, you can text us on 34519, or you can call us on 074-654-7335. You know, you mentioned Jenny Rudolph Zeidel.
Yes.
Remember, she wrote the music, the words for the new South African anthem.
Yes.
She brought it together, and she was awarded. She got a state president, the president's award.
Award, absolutely.
Doing this, yeah. Which was really marvelous. And also just to mention that, you know, you have lots of expats living in Australia, particularly when you get to Sydney. I think you're going to find half the Cyril Dean Shul will be there.
I hope so.
Well, I'm sure they're all going to come. You know, I can mention dozens of them. Now, Bobrovsky, I believe he's still singing. He's still a very much welcome there. I mean, to sing. I don't know if he sings in operas there or not. But
I don't think in opera any longer, although he did sing in the Sydney Opera for a number of years. But I think Bob today is 80 or beyond 80, but I think he still sings in the choir.
Yeah.
At Caulfield Shul, at Central Shul.
Central Shul, where Shimon Farkas is.
Yes.
Yeah. So that really is going to be very, very exciting. And tell me, what other things are you planning or anything? Is it looking ahead?
Well, Isaac, this show, I must tell you, has been in preparation for the past year, you know, to have, first of all the music arrangements, first of all, the concept of the show and exactly what we want to achieve through the show, and then the music arrangements, having the music arrangements prepared, arranged, then, of course, engaging top musicians. We've got really top musicians who are coming with us, and musicians who come along who just want to be part of this this group.
Great.
They actually lose money by not performing in South Africa where they get paid, and they just love to come along, and most of our musicians are not Jewish, and yet they just love always to be part of this group.
Right. You know, I was talking to Oshi earlier, and I mentioned on this past Sunday I played the cantorial rarities, and I mentioned the famous Chazan David Moshe Steinberg, not Simcha Steinberg. Simcha Steinberg, he was at the Berea Shul in Johannesburg, but David Moshe Steinberg was the mentor for the late Chazan Shlomo Mandel. And why I'm mentioning this, because Oshi studied with the late Shlomo Mandel. So you can just give us a little bit more information about that. Was that, to me, he was one of the greatest in South Africa.
Absolutely. For me, he was, you know, my mentor, my role model. And from the time I was a small child, I used to go to him once a week, and he would give me different lessons of instruction in cantorial music, but just in interpretation. I mean, because he was one of the greatest interpreters of Jewish music, and he always used to say to me, you've got to just be true to yourself, don't copy anybody. He said many of the Chazonim are just, they want to copy some other greats, but then he says that's not their soul. You've got to be interpreting what you feel in the music, and then you'll be true to yourself. And those words have lived with me ever since.
You know, he had a Hasidic background, and when he sang, you could hear he sang from his heart. I mean, I've got all his records, all his recordings. It's unbelievable. My famous one is where he sings the Atochonain, teaching everybody that. He did it at a wedding, and you know whose wedding it was. There was a reverend in Durban called His name slipped me. It'll come in a moment. Who was a moyal there as well. And it was his daughter's wedding. And because why? Osh's wife was the sister of this reverend in Durban. I had his name on the tip of my tongue. It'll come back in a moment. And he taught everybody at that wedding, I taught her name, and it's a masterpiece. Mm-hmm. And, of course, another one of his I love is his Altira. There's no one to touch that. And he sings it there, and that's, of course, with the Barofskis, and Gus Levy was the choir master. In those days, that choir was the top choir in the country. Right. We've got a texture, Oshi. Where is Oshi's CD with his niece being sold?
At the moment, it's online. You can get it online at iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, so you can download it online. But it's going to be in the stores in December.
Which stores?
So in the music stores in South Africa.
In Musica and all those stores, yes, in December. Yes. Right, we're taking a break. We're back in a few moments.
A walk down memory lane with our very own Jewish encyclopedia. It's Talk of the Town with Isaac Resnick, only on your station, 101.9 Chai FM.
We have in the studio Oshi Tukhanov. We're talking about his forthcoming tour to Australia. And Oshi, where can they get seats in Australia?
In Australia, they can book, Isaac, they can book online. It's www.voicesoshiaustralia, voicesoshiaustralia, oneword.com.au, or they can telephone and they'll get information. They dial 0403-051-102.
Can you just repeat that number again?
So it's 0403-051-102, but the best is booking online at www.voicesoshiaustralia.com.au.
I'm sure it's going to be absolutely sold out. As I mentioned, all the Cyril Deans. Now, we're talking about Cyril Dean. So I was talking to Cyril Dean. We're going back many years ago when he started with he was singing in a youth choir. He conducted it. The chazan then was Chazan Rudy. Do you remember him?
Yes, Chazan Rudy was the first chazan there. We were little kids at the time singing in the choir.
Yes, and it wasn't a shul. It was in the hall.
In the hall.
In the hall. I remember because the shul was only built in the late 60s, and you were there with your late brother David, I remember.
Yes.
And then, of course, when Chazan Rudy, he left, and they brought out Chazan Junger Levy. He was there for many years. He came from Bloemfontein, Chazan Junger Levy. And then when he passed away, he's buried in West Park Cemetery. They brought out Chazan Cohen.
Cohen, that's right.
A tall chap, a beautiful baritone voice, idle gentleman, a wonderful, wonderful chazan. As a matter of fact, a few months ago, his grandchildren were here in South Africa. And a question was put out to Rabbi Lipska, contacted me. Somebody said to me, do you remember Chazan Cohen? I said, yes, why? Because the grandchildren wanted to know where he was, what he did. And I gave him the whole background of Chazan Cohen.
Oh, did they go to the shul?
They didn't come to the shul. Oh. They were here for 2 or 3 days for a concert. Uh-huh. And then when Chazan Cohen went back to Israel, then came Chazan Shmuel Lehrer. And Chazan Lehrer came from the Beth HaMidrash HaGorel because they closed the shul. He succeeded Chazan Leibler Schwartz because before that you had Berla Chagi there, and then you had Moshe Stern was there for many years. Yeah. Leibler Schwartz only came for 2 years, and his wife wanted to go back to Argentina.
Yes, and you know the famous story about Leibler Schwartz, because he gave a concert when he first came to South Africa, gave a concert at the City Hall, and he came out and he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce myself." He said, "I'm the second greatest chazan in the world." And everyone laughed. He said, "Yes, because every other chazan claims to be the greatest. So I'm the second greatest."
But I'll tell you another story about Leibler Schwartz. You know, he came from Argentine, and there was a change in altitude. And because we're 6,000 feet above sea level, Johannesburg. And it was going to be Erev Pesach, the first service at the Beth HaMidrash. It was packed, completely packed. You couldn't get a seat. They came from all over Johannesburg. And he came onto the bima. He couldn't open his voice. He had lost his voice because of the altitude. And it was such an embarrassment that they had to bring in, you know who improvised for him?
Uh-huh.
Rabbi Eloy.
Oh.
Because Rabbi Eloy was the Chazan Sheni there. And they brought him in and he sang.
But Leibler Schwartz had an amazing voice, and he studied with Chazon Alter.
Alter, yes.
All his compositions were composed by Chazon Alter.
And now I'll tell you something else. I've got a CD which I'm going to give to Oshi. I'll get it to him in the next day or two, with Leibler Schwartz and also with Moshe Kraus. I don't think you've ever heard of it or seen it. It is absolutely outstanding, the two of them. It's all about Israel's independence, Yom Ha'atzmaut, and the narrator is the late Rabbi Norman Bernhardt. This is absolutely, it's been kept for years. No one has ever heard it. It was never played. Yeah. I got the LP. I've had it copied onto a CD. As a matter of fact, I just gave it to Rebbetzin Joan Bernhardt just before Yontif. She made 15 copies to take to all her children all over the world. It is unbelievable. You have Leibler Schwartz and you've got Moshe Kraus.
You know, when you say that, Isaac, I had a photo which I just cannot find, and it was one of my most treasured possessions. It was at my late parents' home one Sunday for lunch. Chazon Alter, Leibler Schwartz, Moshe Kraus, and Chazon Mandel. There's a photo there, and I was a little kid sitting with them.
Oh, what a wonderful... You don't know where the picture is.
And they never sang. We should have asked them all to sing.
You know, the Chazonim, Oshi, after Rosh Hashanah, or after Yom Kippur, they would all get together at a house, a gentleman called Stein. He was a scrap metal merchant. He lived in Dorfdin in Saratoga Avenue. And the Chazonim came from all over Johannesburg. You could name them. As you said, there was, in the 40s, you had Alter, you had Mandel, you had Breitman, who was at the Pine Street Shul. You had all the Badash from the Jeppy Shul. They all came to his house, and they had a concert there. And they were exchanging views, how this one sang and that one sang and all that. And I've got the actual photograph. I'll email the photograph to you later today.
Excellent.
I've got the photograph of that, of all those Chazonim who were there. You know, in those days, we had what you call a Ministers and Cantors Association.
Yes.
That's, and all the Rabbonim and all of them used to go. Mm. And the famous bookshop called Rubens Bookshop, where all the Chazonim would come and gather there, because the late Lippe Ruben would bring in all the latest LPs from America, and everybody wanted to hear. For example, you got the LPs with Sholem Katz, a brand new one had just come out, or with a Berla Chagi. Don't forget, Chagi left you in 49. And then you got the latest label, Waldman, or something like that. So I'll send you the photograph.
And they would all go for their haircuts in the Oval to
Levine.
Alter Levine.
Alter Levine,
who used to play the mandolin. He used to play like the little mandolin.
The mandolin,
and they used to have little sing-songs.
No, Louis Levine was the mandolin.
No, Alter Levine.
Alter Levine, by the way, he sang in the Jeppy Choir with Badash, because Badash's three sons were there. There was Max and Philip Felix, who later went to Yeovil, and then Max and Philip went to Cape Town. Max went to the Gardens, and Philip went to Sea Point. The older brother, he died. And then, but there was Louis Alter, who had his famous Balalaika Orchestra. I don't know if you've seen it. That's it, you see. Right, so we're taking a break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
What's going on in the community? Let's find out with Isaac Resnick.
Welcome back. Well, we've been speaking to Oshi Tukhanov about his forthcoming tour to Australia. It promised to be absolutely fantastic. I want to thank Oshi for coming in. I know he's got very, very busy now, and he's got rehearsals, one thing and another. Oshi, I want to wish you Hatzlocha, Brocha, and I'm sure it's going to be an absolute fantastic success.
Thank you, Isaac. We hope so, and we're going to try our best.
You will. You're better than your best. And when you come back, please God, as you said, we hope maybe you'll have a concert in Johannesburg as well, but even go around the country as well, because this really looks so exciting. And I'm sure... when I get onto my art and my cancer program in 2 weeks' time, I will have had some reports from my colleagues there, that is Chazan Shimon Farkas or Chazan Yecheskel Braun or Philip Heilbron, to tell me how the concerts went. Because, as you said, you're going to sing in the shul there in Sydney, and you'll be seeing Philip, and you'll be seeing Dor Farkas as well. You'll see Ralph Ganendi there as well. You remember there's Harold Milner, ex-South African. The only one I believe who did pass away is Ralph Hammerschlag.
Yes,
he, remember he sang in the choir,
in the
Sirilin, sure, for years. And one other person I want to mention at the Sirilin choir was that very famous, one of the most musical of all conductors, and that was Norsen Belaiken. He was really an expert, wonderful. He came from the Beth HaMedrash HaGodol.
Yes, I learned so much from him. I sang in his choir at the time, as a child.
Yes, he was a really top musician. And, of course, another one was the famous Geno Coleman as well at the Oxford Shul as well. We've had some wonderful, and the late Malcolm Zeidel. We've had some wonderful conductors here. So, Oshi, I want to wish you well, go well, have a wonderful, successful tour, and please God, we'll hear good news from you.
Thanks very much, Isaac. Nice being with you.
Pleasure. I'll get a CD made for you of this. Pleasure. So now we're taking a break. We're back in a few moments.
Choose High. Hi FM. The Dummy's Guide to Streaming High FM on the Internet. Step 1. Visit www.highfm.com. Step 2. Click Listen Live. Step 3. Select the player you installed on your PC. Step 4. Enjoy High FM all day long.
A walk down memory lane with our very own Jewish encyclopedia. It's Talk of the Town with Isaac Resnick, only on your station, 101.9 Chai FM.
Welcome back. If you just tuned in, we had Oshi Tucharaft in the studio about the tour he's taking to Australia. It's called In the Spirits of Celebration, 60 Voices, Africa to Israel and Beyond. We've given you all the details. I'm sure it's going to be a tremendous success. We hope they will be performing in South Africa. And we're going to now play another track from that CD called Reflections. And it's called If We Only Have Love.
What's going on in the community? Let's find out with Isaac Resnick.
Welcome back. That was the track from Oshi Tuchanov's latest CD, Reflections, If We Only Have Love. Now, just to remind you, we have the Reflections of the Past on Friday morning between 9 and 10. And, of course, on Sunday afternoon, the Art of the Cantor between 4 and 5. Just to thank Craig for controlling, to have a wonderful, wonderful day. The weather's absolutely superb. They do predict possible thunder showers, isolated thunder showers, and have a wonderful week. It's been a pleasure being in your company. Enjoy the rest of the day.